Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for health, exercise, alignment, and women's empowerment.
Uncensored wellness for you.
Ready?
Okay. Bitches! Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome back to the podcast. So excited to have you listening in again. We're excited to share some more about our stories so we can help other people in uncensored wellness.
For you.
For you.
Yeah. So, Carrie, how did your journey begin? And tell me a little bit more about your story.
So, when I was 16, I had an eating disorder, which started out with me skipping one meal a day, and then it progressed to eating as little as possible each day. My focus was solely on being thin. I felt I was the biggest girl in our group, and I wanted to change that. The only way I knew how was to stop eating. I joined a gym and started working out as well. Some days I don't know how I survived an hour-long cardio session with what I ate in that day. Yet I also learned how to avoid fainting and feeling lightheaded by eating one single Hershey's Kiss before I went for my workout.
Wow. How long did you have this eating disorder for?
It lasted for about 6 years. My parents eventually found out, and that's because I left a package of laxatives on the counter. They had me in various counseling sessions over the years, but nothing really stuck. I even attended a group counseling session with 5 other girls my age. They were all anorexic, and all that did was feed me more, and it actually gave me more insight into how can I do this better, and how can I hide food more, and, you know, what to do in that sense. It didn't help me at all.
What ended up working for you, finally?
I did eventually find someone who showed me the way. She was actually a massage therapist, and she was my mom's therapist, and she was a bodybuilder. And I went and saw her, and she showed me pictures of her on stage, and she also showed me what she ate. And I was absolutely floored by what she ate. I couldn't believe she ate 5 to 6 meals a day, and she had all this meat in her diet, and just the amount of food she had, but she still looked lean and tight and firm. And I was absolutely amazed by it. I just was so uneducated that I had no idea, because at a young age, you don't know. All you hear is models not eating and starving themselves to be thin, right? So that's all I really knew. It took me a while to get back to myself and started feeling better, but I learned how to cook for myself, and I understood exercise wasn't a form of weight loss. It can help, but it is supposed to be there to help you become stronger and healthier and make your daily life easier.
Wow, so then how did Fitness 360 feel like it was the right path for you?
So I started teaching fitness classes in my mid-20s, and I absolutely loved it. I loved showing my passion for health to everyone that came in the classes. I wanted everyone to know how good it felt to move your body. From there, I became a personal trainer, so then I could work more hands-on with people and work with their fitness journey as well. Exercise has always been my love. I did it no matter what. And although at times it was for the wrong reasons, I have always loved pushing my body and making myself sweat. It's hard at the time, but it's so rewarding afterwards, and I love that feeling. I was working at Fitness 360 as a personal trainer and group fitness instructor, and the owner approached me and asked me if I'd like to take over the business, because I was basically full-time there anyway. I had never thought of owning a gym before. It was never on my radar, but I absolutely loved my job, and I excelled at it too, so I figured, why not? Women felt my passion when I worked with them, and they just knew that that's what I was there to do. For me, at Fitness 360, for me, it was a way of teaching women and girls of any age that there are safe ways to lose weight when needed. You don't always have to lose weight, but there are safe ways. And the first and foremost, that eating enough food is best for when you're working out. We all need to move. We all need to eat healthy to live healthier lives. If I can show women how great it feels to move and sweat, then I've done my job. I feel it's important to lead by example. I still teach classes and train clients because it is my passion. I love running the business, but my goal is that every woman that walks through the doors understands the importance of eating well and exercising for optimal health.
I can actually say I was at a class with you yesterday, and you can feel how much you love what you do. Even the way you do those skier moves. You are the Energizer Bunny with so much energy and so much passion, and you can feel it as a person in your class, how much you love being there. And okay. I just love
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I do love it. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. So what do you want for your members now?
I'm living proof of what a lack of education can do. It was a scary, slippery slope that I was on, and I want to let women know that there are better ways of getting healthy, that you don't have to starve yourself. It's so important to move our bodies. We aren't made to just sit all day. We need to get up and move around. We need to get our blood pumping, and lifting weights is so important too. I want to defunct the myth that to lose weight, you need to eat less. And I want people to learn that it's the quality of the food and the type of food Amen. That you're eating is Amen. Part of it. Exercise will come, but eating is a real integral part of it. If you're exercising, especially, you have to eat. Like, you just have to. So that's what I want for women. So
perfect.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story. I can relate to the anorexic. I didn't eat a lot in high school. So when you were sharing that, I was like, okay, I didn't go down that path as far as what you were sharing, but right. I was a ballet dancer. I wanted to stay slim, yeah. and I really think part of my challenge too was that I was a little bit lazy around food, and I didn't know how to cook food, so I just right. didn't eat because it served both, you know. Yeah. Both purposes. It was going to keep me thin.
Yeah.
So I thought.
I can tell you exactly what I ate back in, it was probably university, but like when I was out of my parents' house, I would have a bowl of Cheerios in the morning and a little small glass of orange juice. And then I had, I actually had a Hershey Kiss at like 11 o'clock. Wow. I had an apple after lunch, like 1 o'clock, 2-ish. I may have taken a handful of Cheerios before I went to do my cardio session. And then for dinner, I ate a half can of peas.
Wow.
Yeah. And what kind of symptoms were you experiencing? Because I know I was having things like headaches all the time. I had a lot of Advil.
So I didn't.
Oh, you didn't have
I
headaches?
I didn't have anything, no. Wow. The only thing was the chocolate kept me from fainting throughout the day.
Wow.
Because I was so wow. low on everything yeah. that yeah. That's like I always had chocolate, like that piece of chocolate, mm-hmm. because I knew that my sugars needed it. Yeah. And I knew the time of day that I needed it. But I got very, very tricky. Like if my parents asked me if I had dinner, I'd say I had it at my boyfriend's house, right? And that was really the only meal that we had as a family. The rest I could hide and yeah. not eat with anybody. And then when I was living on my own, it was worse because
nobody's around
to watch you, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Yeah. It was very vulnerable to open yeah. up like that, thank but you. I know it'll help so many more.
Yeah, women. I don't want women to think that they can't eat. That there are ways to do it, and yep. it's just not the best way to starve yourself. Like, you do have to be in a calorie deficit if you want to lose weight, but there are healthier ways to do it.
Yes.
And you mess up so much of your body. Like, I have so many stomach issues now from that very, very short period of time that I took laxatives. Like, it's just screwed everything up for me. Yep. So it's a long road of recovery as well.
So. Well, I'm glad you're healthy now.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I am too.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let's cheers you out.
All yes. right.
And bitches!
Thank you for listening to the Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for our next badass podcast.